Chapter 4. The Castle on the Hill. Cecil, in a final briefing before I set out, told me that according to Lady Mortimer, Sir Philip intended to approach the Queen later in the year. "He's heard that Her Majesty is to make a progress to Cambridge toward the end of the summer. He has studied at Cambridge University and has friends in the town with whom he proposes to stay. Then he will try to find a way of presenting himself to the Queen." "Does he really think?" "I doubt very much," said Cecil, "if one could call it thinking. Whatever it is, it's a delusion. But Lady Thomasine thinks he is hanging his crazy ambition on some kind of solid peg." He considered me thoughtfully and made an ominous joke. "He could hang himself instead of his ambitions if he isn't careful. That's what she fears, and I use the word fear very deliberately. She's very frightened. Brittle with it, if you understand what I mean. She will be glad to see you at Vetch, and I'm glad you're going." I left for Vetch the next morning. It was difficult to travel swiftly. For one thing, I had baggage, and for another, Dale had never really got over that dreadful experience in a French dungeon 2 years before. She was in her mid-40s now and feeling her years. The rough sea voyage and the fast ride from Southampton had tired her out. I had few secrets from either her or Broccoli, and they understood our errand and my wish for haste. But nevertheless, for Dale's sake alone, we would have to journey at a steady pace. At least this enabled us to take our own mounts all the way. When I went to France, I'd left two horses in Rob Henderson's stables, telling him to use them until I returned. He still had them. I was glad to be back in my own familiar saddle and riding my pretty mare Bay Star once again. Broccoli was equally glad to be again riding Speckle, the flea-bitten grey cob I kept for him. Dale travelled on his pillion, happy just to perch behind her husband on the long road to Herefordshire. Rob provided us with pack horses and an escort, including himself. "I'm coming along to join my wife, it will seem quite normal," he said. "Besides, I think I should be at hand, just in case." The journey, in the end, took 5 slow days, mostly in wet weather.